On this week's Arts Page, we enjoy a singularly unique all-Jamaican symphonic experience. Stereotypically, Jamaicans are known for the sweet one-drop beat of reggae and the invigorating rhythms of the dance hall. But Jamaicans at home and abroad have become masters of all genres of music. If it is played, a Jamaican can play it. So, in the spirit of musical mastery, the Philharmonic Orchestra of Jamaica, POJ, was formed. In May 2013, a group of committed individuals and musicians who share the vision of establishing a national orchestra came together to keep the classical, neoclassical, and orchestral genres alive and flourishing in Jamaica. The leadership and musicians have a desire to build the POJ as a charitable organization for the benefit of the country and the musical fraternity. And some persons have already regarded the formation of the POJ as a timely, noble, and patriotic development. Musical director and conductor Franklin E. Halliburton says the upcoming concert season will be the POJ's formal introduction to the world.
This now is our official launch, our announcement to the world that we are a formal entity. And we've come together for the love of music and just to offer to Jamaica something wholesome.
Ever tried playing in a group or band? Synergy is of utmost importance, and the ensemble comprises of members who have played together in the past in other orchestral and chamber groups. The event is expected to be of historic significance, as the group is the only permanent senior classical orchestra in the country and comprises leading musicians. The program will be made up entirely of works done by Jamaican composers, including Peter Ashburn, a master of jazz, Ted Runcie, John Williams, recognized for his Marley Symphony, Dr. Andrew Marshall and his Nyabingi Styles, and Paulette Bellamy, the folk femme fatale.
People associate orchestral music with the works of the European masters, Mozart, Beethoven, etc. And they feel that that's pretty boring. But certainly for this concert, the orchestra will be doing familiar tunes. Everything weaves together is just absolutely spectacular.
The POJ will also perform a favorite of Samuel Felsted, Jonah, comprised in the 1770s and cited as the first oratorio composed and performed in the New World. Felsted lived in Jamaica and was the organist at the St. Andrew Parish Church. The concert will include a treat from a combined school's choir performing a special arrangement of I Pledge My Heart. The concert's finale will be a fantastic symphony of four movements entitled Nyabingi Symphony by Dr. Andrew Marshall, featuring Nyabingi drums and a poem in song by national hero, the Right Excellent Marcus Garvey. So, treat yourself this weekend. The launch and grand gala will take place at the University Chapel Mona on Saturday, November 7. Cocktails at 6, showtime is 7. And if you missed that performance, catch them on Sunday, November 8 at 6 p.m. For more information, call the POJ at 999-7268 or 486-5574. And the JCDC is still receiving entries for the upcoming Festival of the Arts competitions. Categories include traditional folk forms, music, speech, dance, and drama. Entry deadline is November 27. And the contests are open to individuals or groups such as churches and schools. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information. Well, that's where we bring the curtains down on the Arts Page. Join us next week when we will bring you more of the finest in the world of the arts. Before we leave, a thought. Embolden yourself to go beyond the parameters set for you by others. The sky is no limit. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.